Here's the biggest wash day news yet.
Now there is a great new dance, finest as there ever was. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-D does everything.
The new Does brings you Road of Life.
$50,000 in cash prizes.
That's right. $50,000 offered in 5 big weekly contests. All to introduce you to the new Does.
The finest Does ever was.
Yes, you'll discover Does Does Everything is bigger news now. And listen, every week for 5 weeks, the new Does is awarding over 100 big cash prizes.
Totaling $10,000.
Enter today. Enter each week's contest.
Get entry blanks at the store when you get the new Does.
Each entry blank contains 10 Dozzy statements, easy, true, or false statements. You just check which statements are right, which are wrong, then complete a sentence on which your entry will be judged. Entry blanks also give all rules, closing dates for each week's contest.
But the big help in writing a winning entry comes when you try this new Does for your wash. Because now, Does Everything means...
increased whiteness. Greater whiteness for towels and linens. It's the utmost in whiteness any soap will give.
And simply amazing cleaning power for tough pieces.
Yet, what this new does for colors is almost unbelievable. It outdoes every other leading wash day package soap. Does has always been safest for the lovely colors you wash.
And now this new Does goes further. Gives those colors a new lift, new beauty.
This new Does leaves the other soaps as far behind as ever. So get the everything soap. Get the new Does today in the same famous red box.
And ask your dealer for contest entry blanks. Enter this week and every week.
Keep listening to this program for more facts about the new Does. It may help you win some of that $50,000. Now the new Does invites you to listen to Road of Life. Mrs. Lowell has demonstrated her power over Maggie by exerting pressure to make her break a date with Frank Dana. Maggie, fearful of the complaints the old lady may have lodged with Mr. Tanner of the Horace Ambrose Foundation, has knuckled under to her mother-in-law's dominating attitude. Trying to find a new answer to this problem, Jim Brent has called on Carson McVicker. Crane, the butler, has just shown Jim into the living room, and Carson, dressed in a black hostess gown, has risen to greet him.
Jim.
Hello, Carson.
How nice.
Hey, look at you all dressed up. You're as pretty as the well-known picture.
Thank you, sir, she said with becoming blushes. I often change when I get back from the sanitarium. Helps me to forget for a little while that I'm a working woman. And, of course, tonight, with you coming to call on me, it was a special occasion.
Thank you, Carson.
And now for some coffee. Oh, no, take that chair.
Hmm?
I had it pulled up especially for you. Great, big, comfortable, and roomy.
Ah, I feel as though I ought to have a couple of Great Danes stretched at my feet.
We'll have them the next time you drop in.
Mind if I smoke my pipe?
I'd love it. Here, I put your cup at your elbow. One lump of sugar and just a spot of cream. Right?
Perfect. And what a memory for details. You've just got a genius for being a good hostess, I guess, Carson. I feel it just as soon as I come into this house. A sense of luxury, well-being.
Luxury? But, Jim, this is just another hospital dwelling. Almost exactly like yours.
Oh, no, it's not. We haven't got any butler. As soon as Crane opens the door and takes my hat, I know I'm moving in a different world.
Oh. You almost make me wish I didn't have him.
Not have Crane? Why, what's the matter, Carson?
I'm just being oversensitive, I guess.
What about you're not ashamed of being well off, are you?
I don't know, Jim. I really don't know. I've done a lot of thinking about that lately. The point is, what's all my money ever got me?
Oh, but Carson...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to burden you with my personal problems. But, well, I just want to be like everybody else and If my money is standing in the way...
Oh, but it's not. How can you think that? Everybody likes you for yourself alone. Your money's got nothing to do with it.
All right, Jim. I've said I'm sorry. I'm acting like a spoiled little girl who needs a good spanking.
No, you're not. And if anybody should be apologizing, it's I. But in my bumbling kind of way, I only meant it for friendly Kitty.
I know.
So I'm the one to get slapped. Don't do it again, Brent.
Thanks, Jim. You're a real help.
As a matter of fact, Carson, I came up here tonight to ask your help.
Oh?
For Maggie.
What's happened?
Well, it seems that she's having trouble with the old lady.
Mrs. Lowell?
Yes. That's why I wanted to talk it over with you. You seem to have got closer to Mrs. L. than any of the rest of us. How do you figure her out?
Hard to say. Very proud of her family, I gathered. Probably something of a busybody. But on the whole, I thought it was a darn good arrangement for Maggie. Why? What's gone wrong?
Well, for some reason, she seems to have taken a violent dislike to Frank Dana.
Oh?
He's been very friendly to Maggie lately, you know.
So have we all, I hope.
Oh, sure, but... Well, Frank's made a particular effort. Little Tommy took a great shine to him, and Frank gave him a bicycle, and he's just generally been acting as a substitute father.
Of course, Jim. I understand.
It's been fine the way Frank's pitched in. That's what makes it so tough, Mrs. Lowell trying to ease him out of the picture.
But, is that her only reason?
Hmm?
Is she just trying to get Frank out of Tommy's life?
Well...
Because it seems to me that Frank must be making a great hit with Maggie, too. At least he would with me if he were doing all that for my little boy.
Well, I don't think Maggie cares for him that way. She's deeply grateful, of course, and fond of him, but... Well, when it comes to falling in love, well...
You mean her heart is still full of somebody else?
I guess so. I feel rotten about it, Carson.
You needn't, Jim. It wasn't your fault. And once she gets you out of her mind, her whole future will open up. There'll be some other man along.
Oh, I don't know about that. She's already turned Frank down.
Oh? He certainly got over me in a hurry.
Oh. Carson, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell you that.
It's perfectly all right.
I know how close you and Frank were.
No, no, Jim, that's all over now. I'm not hurt, but that's what you're afraid of.
You're swell.
And I like to think I'm Frank's friend, in spite of anything that may have happened. So, he's fallen in love with Maggie, has he?
Well, looks like it. Anyhow, he's proposed to her.
Does Mrs. Lowell know about that?
I don't know. I guess so.
Well, then, there's no mystery as to why she's trying to keep Frank away from the house. She just doesn't want them to get married.
But why? That's what doesn't make sense. Frank could give all of them a good home. Why is she standing in the way?
Mm. Well, that's true.
Tommy can't be what's worrying her. She'll lose control of Tommy at the end of a year anyway. So she must be off on something else altogether.
And you've no idea what?
No. Nor is anyone else. We're all completely stymied.
Hmm. A mystery. I'm intrigued no end. Supposing I drop in on her one of these days.
I wish you would. She likes you, Carson. And trusts you, I think, more than the rest of us.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
You seem to be quite looking forward to tussling with the old lady.
Do you know? I think I am.
Next morning now, and Maggie, still upset by Mrs. Lowell's threatening mood of the night before, is on her way to work at the hospital.
Hey, Maggie!
What? What's that?
Whither away? You're walking as though pursued by a pack of bloodhounds.
Well, how did you happen to be around? I thought writers never got up till noon.
Except writers who have spent a sleepless night worrying about the girl they're in love with.
Then you were waiting for me?
Behind a bush, with me shotgun trained on your house, in case your charming mother-in-law appeared.
Oh, Frank.
But we idle away this beautiful morning, which you've got to spend working in a laboratory. Come on, forward march.
No. Frank, I didn't want to see you.
Oh, I know you didn't. You told me so on the phone when you called off our date for Sunday. But I didn't believe it.
What's the use? Mrs. Lowell has me just where she wants me, and she knows it.
But does she know you, Maggie? The girl I'm in love with is a fighter. She cares too much about her little son to let herself be crushed by any domineering old lady.
That's so easy to say. But it's for Tommy's sake that I've got to give in, Frank.
I don't see that.
You would if you'd seen her at work last night.
How?
Well, I came home earlier than usual. I don't suppose she heard my key in the lock. Anyhow, there she was with Tommy, drilling the little boy's mind full of family nonsense. His father's side of the family. How high-toned the Lowells were, all that stuff.
But why?
Only one reason. To make him ashamed of me, his own mother.
Well, of all the rotten...
Well, you see, Frank, what's the good? How can I fight it?
Well, you're not getting anywhere by lying down.
What?
The only way to show her you're not afraid is to come right back at her. Then maybe she'll listen to reason.
No. No, I tried that. When she first forbade me to see you. And she immediately went upstairs and wrote to Mr. Tanner.
What did she tell him?
I don't know. I asked her, but she wouldn't say a word.
Maybe she was bluffing.
No, not that woman. She doesn't have to bluff. Her mind can think up enough evil to fill pages of complaints. And Mr. Tanner answered her. I saw the letter myself.
That doesn't have to mean a thing. The thing that is serious is the panic you're in, Maggie.
I can't help myself. I'm so frightened that Mr. Tanner may believe her lies and take Tommy away from me.
Maggie.
Yes?
There's only one way to fight her. You've got to be true to yourself. Live your own life. And dare her to do her worst.
But...
And there's no better time to start than right now. Come out with me tonight. I'll call for you and let her know.
No.
That this...
No, Frank. Please. Please stop talking like that.
Well... All right. All right for now, but... When can I see you again?
I don't know. I'll phone you. Goodbye, Frank.
Goodbye, Maggie. Oh, Maggie, darling. You can't let her do this to you. You can't go on like this. Something's got to give. Or else you'll break. How right Frank is. Under the strain of Mrs. Lowell's cruelty, Maggie's panic and frustration are growing quietly desperate. And something will break unless she finds a way to combat her mother-in-law. Miss a word. Here's more information about the new Does that may help you be a winner in the exciting $50,000 contest. Listen.
The new Does is the finest ever was.
Yes, Does, the newest of all the leading wash day package soaps, still outdoes them all. Now, Does Does Everything means increased whiteness for towels, sheets, pillowcases.
It's the very most in whiteness any soap will give.
There's terrific cleaning power for the toughest pieces in your wash basket.
And for the prettiest colors you wash, Does is still the safest.
It's always been safest of all the leading wash day package soaps. And now this new Does goes further. It gives a new lift to those colors.
They actually glow with new beauty.
Get the new Does today in the same famous red box. And get a new lift on wash day. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, does everything.
And get contest entry blanks from your dealer, too.
$10,000 in prizes every week for 5 weeks. Enter today. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life, brought to you by the new Does.
Put new Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.